KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we're mostly sunny skies, and it's 66 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a chance for spotty afternoon showers, a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Police in Creston report the arrest of 24-year-old Brandon Case of Creston Friday night. Case was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for a controlled substance violation and possession of a controlled substance. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $51,000 bond. 29-year-old Lena Darling of Creston was arrested Friday afternoon on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a debtor's exam. The woman was later released from the Union County Jail on $146 bond. And on Sunday, Creston police arrested 21-year-old Todd Murray of Creston on charges of burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the second degree. Murray was later released from the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Creston police said also a resident of the 1000 block of North Cherry Street reported Sunday that someone had stolen a double-lighted security light from the north side of his home. The theft took place sometime between June 19th and 22nd, the loss estimated at $20. Well, you mentioned domestic wine, and most people will think Napa Valley or Sonoma, but Iowa's Lus Hills. The Daily Nonpareil reports that could be one day the case after the region that runs along Iowa's western border with Nebraska recently was certified as an American viticultural area. The federal designation is coveted by grape growers and not easy to get. Doug Grave is president of the Western Iowa Grape Growers Association and co-owner of the Bodega Victoriana Winery near Glenwood. He says the association undertook a five-year, $50,000 effort to get the designation. The money went to soil scientists, geologists, mapmakers, climate scientists, and other experts to show the area is the only one in the U.S. where the entire grapevine's root is completely encompassed in lus soil. Iowans who plan to do any traveling over the 4th of July holiday weekend can expect to see a few more police officers on the road. Patrick Hoy with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau says a Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is scheduled for July the 1st through the morning of the 5th.
The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau actually does provide additional overtime funding for officers, so you will see additional officers out during this holiday period.
The focus of the campaign is to remove drunk drivers from the roads, but Hoy says he hopes all drivers will also obey the speed limits and buckle up. He said last year was unusual, as there were no fatalities over the three-day holiday weekend.
July 4th is typically one of the most dangerous driving times for Iowans. And last year, we were very fortunate that there were no fatalities.
But in 2014, seven people were killed on Iowa's roadways, and one was alcohol-related. In 2013, six people were killed on Iowa roads over the Independence Day holiday, and three of those crashes were alcohol-related.
And unfortunately, that's typically what we see over the July 4th weekend when the fatalities are investigated, that alcohol does play a large part in those fatalities.
Nationwide, over the three-day holiday last year, 164 people were killed in crashes involving at least one driver who was legally drunk behind the wheel. And that's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Sioux City Council is mulling a bevy of proposals that would amount to about $60 million in upgrades to the Tyson Events Center. The Sioux City Journal reports the upgrades are aimed at helping the Sioux City venue better compete with event centers in Omaha and Lincoln in Nebraska and Sioux Falls in South Dakota. A consultant on Friday unveiled the proposed upgrades to the City Council. They include adding everything from smartphone charging stations to a 15,000-square-foot atrium at the main entrance. Smaller suggested additions would include a walk-in convenience store for visitors to buy prepackaged food. Big-ticket add-ons include expansion of the building's concourses and a 15,000-square-foot lobby entry that could be used to house more restrooms, merchandise stands, and concessions. In other state news, authorities say a 14-year-old boy faces a charge in what appears to be an accidental shooting of a girl from Des Moines. Medics and officers were sent to the home at around 9:45 p.m. Saturday. Police say several juveniles were mishandling a gun and it went off. The bullet struck a 14-year-old girl in the face. Sergeant Paul Perezik says the girl was taken to a hospital but is expected to live. The boy was being charged with reckless use of a firearm, causing injury. A Des Moines man has been charged with attempted murder in a shooting that took place last month. 21-year-old Maurice Montrell Hayes was arrested Saturday at around 10:30 p.m. He's accused of shooting a man May the 12th outside an apartment complex in northeast Des Moines. The victim told police a man he didn't know asked him for change for a $20 bill prior to shooting him. The man suffered internal injuries to his stomach. A police report says an officer was at a local convenience store Saturday when he recognized Hayes from the arrest warrants. Hayes also faces a charge of first-degree robbery and was charged for carrying weapons after the officer confiscated a loaded handgun from the vehicle he was driving. The man was being held in the Polk County Jail on $127,000 bond. A man convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison for the shooting death of a woman at a central Iowa shopping mall has been moved to the state's maximum security prison in Fort Madison. The Iowa Department of Corrections says that Alexander Kozak was moved to the prison last week. A jury in April found the 23-year-old Kozak guilty for the shooting death of 20-year-old Andrea Farrington at the Coral Ridge Mall on June of 2015. Prosecutors say Farrington was shot three times while working at an Iowa Children's Museum information kiosk. Police say Kozak, who worked as a mall security guard, told officers he snapped after Farrington texted him to say that she was breaking off their relationship. The retrial of an Illinois man charged with the 1990 killing of a 9-year-old girl in eastern Iowa has been set for next year. 54-year-old Stanley Liggins will again go to trial on February 6th of 2017. Jurors twice convicted Liggins of the death of Jennifer Lewis, who disappeared from her Rock Island, Illinois neighborhood. Investigators say she was raped and strangled. Her body was wrapped in a plastic bag and set on fire near a Davenport elementary school. The Iowa Supreme Court overturned Liggins' 1993 conviction. In November of 2013, the Iowa Court of Appeals vacated Liggins' second conviction and ordered a new trial. Liggins' February trial on first-degree murder, kidnapping, and other charges is expected to last 3 weeks. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation says a man has been shot and injured by Ottumwa police officers. A DCI news release said Ottumwa police received a call about a house fire just before 9 p.m. Saturday. The caller also told police that a man was outside shooting a rifle into the burning home. Officials say arriving officers confronted the man and ordered him to drop the rifle, but he refused. Police say the man raised the rifle at officers in a threatening manner, and officers shot him. The man was taken to a hospital where he underwent surgery for his injuries. A report on his condition is not available, and his name has not yet been released. Per departmental policy, the officers involved have been placed on paid administrative leave. And the Iowa Department of Corrections issued a statement Saturday afternoon with regard to an escaped work release inmate. DOC spokesman Fred Scaletta said 26-year-old Carlos Goldman Jr. was placed on escape status following an unexcused absence from the Fort Des Moines work release facility. Goldman is serving a 26-year sentence, which began on December 18th of 2008, for assault while participating in a felony, voluntary absence, two counts of first-degree theft, and forgery in two counties. He's an African-American with black hair, 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing about 270 pounds. Goldman also has tattoos on his chest, upper left arm, left forearm, right forearm and neck, and piercings in both ears. Anyone with information on his location is asked to contact the Des Moines Police Department or Polk County Sheriff's Office. You can see a picture of that escaped inmate under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.